Baltimoreans opened their Sun papers on the morning of October 10, 1964, to read this modest announcement. Every city recreation center will be conducting a yo-yo contest for girls and boys 15 years of age from October 26 through November 6. That notice about something called a yo-yo contest may not sound like much in an age of TV and computer hype, but to a generation of city kids coming of age in the 1960s, when yo-yos were a craze, that news was blockbuster stuff. One of those city kids was 15-year-old Carl Pund, who lived in Catonsville. He and his friends had spent the summer on street corners, learning the fine points of twirling a yo-yo. A yo-yo, for the uninitiated, was a single unit made up of two wooden discs that you twirled, wound and unwound on a string, all the while making configurations in the air. Virginia Baker, then city recreation supervisor, explained, "The yo-yo originated as a weapon in the Philippine jungles, and Filipinos representing the Duncan Yo-Yo Company, manufacturers of the toy version of the real yo-yo, would visit the drugstores that sold them and teach the kids the art. Carl Pund, one of the students, mastered what was known as the spinner and walking the dog, and the creeper, and what he called my spectacular loop-de-loop. Carl showed up on Saturday morning, November 6, 1964, in the Patterson Park Pavilion. He said, quote, "It was mobbed with the neighborhood champs vying for the big prize, a trip to Disneyland. At the end of the day, it was Carl Pund against another survivor in a sudden-death winner-take-all." Carl recalled, quote, "The kid I was up against was good, but not good enough. On his 17th loop-de-loop, he fouled his cord and was out. I was still going strong. I became the yo-yo champ of Baltimore, and I was ready to take that trip to Disneyland," end quote. What happened next puts Carl Pund's story in the annals of great Baltimore stories. At the same time that Carl won, the manufacturer of the yo-yos, Duncan Yo-Yo, the same company that sponsored the contest and offered the prize, went bankrupt. Carl never got to Disneyland. He had won the championship, but lost the prize.